Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Life Tea with Angel, a place for you to sit down, have some fun discussing life, change, the interesting things happening across the New Age community, and some of those interesting people doing awesome work for you. Callers are always welcome, and I do enjoy answering your questions and giving brief readings on the air. So come on in, I invite you to sit down, pour a cup of great tea, and join me for 30 minutes of tea chat.
Well, hello and good evening. It's so wonderful to be here once again with you on my Thursday night reading show. I am Angel, and I am the belly dancing medium. Each week, I do my show and open up to callers and answer questions. I love talking with people, working with people, and helping individuals and groups get towards their goals. So it's my pleasure once a week, whenever I can, to give this opportunity for people to reach out to me that may not have an opportunity to do it on a regular basis, or just to have some fun and have some chats about, you know, what's going on out in the world today. If you're calling in for a question, I ask that you state your first name and that you ask one question, please. If you need some follow-up, you can contact me after the show. You can go to my website, igniteevolvedcoaching.com, and I'll be happy to reach out to you and see what I can do for you. And please, no requests for general readings. It's a little difficult over this particular medium and the short amount of time we have to kind of connect with and find general information with you. Keep our calls short. I do have to end a little early tonight, so I'll try to get through as much as I can and have some fun. And for everyone that's listening, if I'm unable to connect with you on the phone, just relax and listen to the program. I find that a lot of times the messages that come through are really meant for all of us that are listening. It's interesting how like-minded individuals or people with similar issues kind of congregate together in these sorts of situations. So let's take the first call. Good evening. Who am I talking to? Hello? Good evening. Who am I speaking with? Hi. Who am I speaking with?
Hello?
Are you there?
Hello? Yes.
Who am I speaking with?
Yes, this is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fine. I'm sorry. I didn't know that he was talking to me. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's you. It's your turn. Yes. What's going on with you these days, Melvin?
A lot, but I know you'd take one question. So,
I don't know if we have time. We don't have time for the Melvin show tonight, right?
I don't want to overdo it. So, yes, ma'am. I just want to see, what do you see, like, you know, for me meeting a nice woman in my life, or anybody coming, you know, for me to meet.
I was looking for a relationship.
Exactly. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
A real relationship.
A real one, not a shallow one or a fake one or one that's not fulfilling.
Yeah.
Got it. So the first thing that I'm getting as I look at your information, Melvin, and I look at your feeling and connecting to your energies, I'm feeling like you're coming out of a really chaotic period. And it's not completely over, but it's almost over. And the fact that you're wanting a relationship, you know, you should take that as an indicator that the things around you are not as stressful as they used to be. So the reason that's being brought to your attention is as you come out of this cycle that you're exiting and you become more stable in your in your life, this partner you're looking for is going to step in. You have a couple of interested applicants, I'll say, that are out there kind of tapping in, but they're not the real deep relationship you're looking for. It looks like about 9 months from now, you're going to be in a different situation, and you're going to be in a relationship that you find fulfilling. As you approach, where are we? We're talking about going into the winter, exiting to as you enter the spring of next year. As you come into the spring of next year, it feels like it's rotating around a job cycle, like some sort of a sport or something that's a job cycle that you're engaged in, that one thing is going to click out and the next thing is going to click in. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, because I do coach football, but I'm not coaching right now. Hopefully they will hire me next month to start coaching in August.
That's what it looks like. That's what it looks like.
Really?
It's not just, that's what it looks like. That's what I see. I see a change in this period that has something to do with sport and flipping into the next period. So it's like everything's going to come to a head. It's going to be really busy around that. And then it starts to calm down. That's when this person's going to step in. So it's like peek into the sport, and the sport starts to go down. And it doesn't look like it's going to end. It looks like it ends for the people around you, but not so much for you because you've got other stuff to do, but it slows down. And as
right.
the slowdown comes in, that's when this you'll be in a situation where this person will present themselves. So it's almost like a meaningful relationship is something you don't have time for in the next 4 months. Because you're
wow.
going to be so busy. You're going to be so busy in this other process. That's what I'm getting. Does that make sense?
Okay. Oh, yes. Lord, yes. That makes sense. will I be leaving my job I have now to get this full-time coaching job?
It feels like it, yes.
Good. Because I work at
I'm
Walmart.
I'm giving you a positive. No, I'm going to get you out of there.
yeah,
really,
that's sweet.
That's what I'm getting. So hang in there and
uh-huh.
stay focused and know that this next period you're entering, because you end this year, going into the next year, is about this career. You sacrificed so much and fought so hard for this.
Lord.
That's what this is about.
You're so right. I've been dwelling on this for years, trying to get back on the football field. And trying to get into a relationship,
Well, it's one thing at a time, because I'm going to tell you this, and then I'm going to go into the next caller. I'm going to tell you this. If you were to find someone now, it'll be hard for this person to stand with you as you get into the sport. You love your sport, and you're going to be really deep in it. You need to meet somebody while you're in it that understands what it looks like when Melvin's engaged in his stuff. Does that make sense?
Yes,
so
don't
stress. Don't stress. It's all going to come to you. You're going to be fine. You can have some fun. You can date and have some fun. Don't rush it, but don't feel like you're not allowed to have some fun.
Okay. All right. Yes,
beautiful.
Ma'am.
Okay.
You.
I'm. You're welcome. God bless you. I'm expecting to hear from you.
Okay. You will.
As
thank
you go through
you
it.
So much.
All righty.
All right.
Good night.
Love you. All right. Bye-bye.
Awesome, awesome. It's really interesting as we work with people and as a practitioner. You know, we often want to, as individuals, I should say, we want to have everything come to us in a certain way. And sometimes we don't get to control how it comes to us. We put our wishes out to the universe, and they come back to us in the way that they're going to come back to us. And sometimes it doesn't feel like it's happening, but it is. It's definitely happening. I'm going to go on to the next caller. Good evening. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Angel. This is Gina.
Hi, Gina. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm sitting here drinking a cup of tea, listening to some wonderful music in the background, trying to help people here in the Light Fantastic with their questions. And what question can I answer for you today?
Yes, it's about employment. I had this lady that reached out to me through a job that I applied for, and I did the steps, and she asking questions, and I did the application, and it's through a headhunter, and I think she said she was gonna call me sometime within this week or maybe next week. So what do you pick up from this lady and the job?
Can you give me her first name, please? Can you give me
Carol.
Her first name?
Carol.
Okay, I do feel that there's potential here. It feels like there's a couple of people that you're competing with, and she's she's not in a hurry. So what you need to do is remain engaged, send some follow-up, and focus your energy on it. You do have some skills that you bring to the table that's a little more than what these other people bring to the table in your experience. So don't lose hope. There's a couple of things that she's looking at for you, and that's why it's taking time. And there's a she's not a real strong connector. She's a great communicator, and that's what you're feeling. She's not, the warmth isn't real heavy, and so you're like, was that good? Was that not good? So,
I don't know which way I can go, right?
Yeah, I feel like I think I did good. I'm not sure if I did good. So, what you need to hear is you did really well. You gave good information. There's just, she's not your average shanty headhunter. She's like a high level headhunter. So, you should be impressed that you're working with her. But there's more than one thing that she's got that she's looking at. So keep the follow-up. Keep the connection. Be very professional. And stand in the space of you are worthy of what she's going to bring to you. Because it feels like when she comes back to you with opportunity, part of you is going to go gulp. I don't know if I can do this. This feels like a little more than I'm looking for. But she's matching your skills, your experience to what she's got going. And we do have a lot more going for you than you give yourself credit. Does that make sense?
Yes, and I just want to say it's in a different field that I never ever tapped into. It's in the dentistry field, and it has to do with administrative work. Being an administrator
does not matter. Does not matter. You bring different
really
skills
the only,
to the table.
Okay, because I was really flattered that she reached out to me and she liked my resume and everything. And, you know, it was a very in-depth questions that she asked, and I gave her the best answer I could. And then I guess she liked it so much she gave me the application, you know, just to follow up, just to make sure the paperwork is, you know, doing it the way it's supposed to. So, and I know if I do get selected and talk to her, then I will move to talk to the dentist or the doctors.
That's right.
That's there.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You bring different skills to the table. Anybody can do XYZ. Not everybody can do XYZ 1, 2, 3. So it's the other stuff that you bring to the table. So be nervous. It's okay. Be concerned. It's okay.
Right.
But don't bring that to the conversations when you talk to her. Know that you were reached out to. You were called to. There's a reason
really
for that.
Right, because
yeah,
I was really surprised. I was like, because I put it in Monday, then Tuesday I got a reply. I was like, wow, that was quick because there was a lot of people applying for the job, and that's why I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
You know, I felt really flat. Like, at least somebody's looking at me. that's how I look at it. There's somebody looking at me finally, you know, because it's been a journey trying to find a job, a stable one. So that's why I'm like, something's got to give, you know. I'm just, you know. And she said, you know, one to. Okay.
You asked for this. You asked for this. Did you not?
Right.
Sit down in prayer and ask for this.
Oh, yes. Definitely. Because
so
I was getting other interviews. Yes. Yes, because I was getting interviews. I know something coming. It just wasn't sticking, you know, this other one. So, this is something big for me. So
it is.
And it's something that
to. Mm-hmm. Remember this. As you talk to each person, your skills and your comfort level get stronger. So it's like all the other interviews were the practice fields for you.
Right.
For this, for the next interviews. So this was all a game of fulfillment to your wish. And if we're open, we can put a wish on the table. It's like playing a game, you know, at Vegas. You put your stuff on the, you sit back and kind of wait for stuff to happen, right?
Okay.
So
when you play
this game with the divine, you put your wish on the table and you sit back. And the divine is a little tricky because when God comes and gives you your answer, there's other stuff that comes with it because this is life. So it's like you have to be able to be ready for it. And so these are the ways you had to go through these other interviews to train. Now you got this other opportunity. You got to go into it strong because you have to be ready for what you asked for. You got to be ready for it. You can't. It doesn't just come. You got to go get it. Right?
Right. Exactly. Right. You're definitely right. So, okay, so it's looking good. Thank God.
It's looking good.
Okay.
It's looking really good, and it feels really good to be in gratitude and be in acceptance of your worthiness. And I'm getting, you're going to hear within the next week or two the next answer you're looking for. It's going to be very short. Mid-July, no later than, is what it feels like you're going to hear what you're looking for.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you. Have a fantastic evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was really awesome having your wishes come true. And what is the song from the Disney movie I love so much? A dream is a wish your heart makes when you're fast asleep. What we dream for, what we wish for, we put it out there for the divine and it comes true. I am Angel, the belly dancing medium. I cannot dance for you here on the radio, but what I can do is answer your questions. Got about 10 minutes or so left in tonight's show. I've got a lot of callers on hold. So I'm going to give you my website one more time, igniteandevolvecoaching.com. I ask that you state your first name. Ask your questions. Please, no requests for general readings. It's really difficult in this particular format to just do general readings in a brief amount of time. And you can contact me at my website or on email, angelweithacker@gmail.com, if you want to connect deeper to any of the questions that you have. This is Angel. Who am I speaking with tonight?
Hi, Angel. My name is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. What can I do for you?
Well, I have this gentleman that I'm quite interested in, and I'm pretty sure that he's aware of it. Just trying to figure out how he feels about me and if you ever see us, like, connecting, spending time together.
Let me have a first name for this gentleman.
His name is Matt.
Matt. Oh, so I got the little butterflies like a teenager looking at a really cute guy in high school. Like, oh my God, he's so cute. It really feels that young, and it's like, this guy, you really like this guy. and he sees that you are attracted to him, and he is attracted to you. There seems to be some hesitation. And I don't know if this is a work thing or what it is, but it feels like there's a barrier that needs to be crossed that he is a little hesitant about, from changing the definition of your relationship from this acquaintance to the next level. And that's what you're feeling, this should I or shouldn't I kind of thing, because he's gone this way before, and it was not good. So it's very possible that you guys will be moving forward in a connection. You are going to have to be patient with him. Number one, it looks like you have to kind of make a move. You know, you're going to have to propose a meeting, propose a coffee, propose a lunch or something, because there's a hesitation. It has nothing to do with his lack of interest. It has to do with history. Does that make sense?
It does, but trust me, I've made the moves. And gotten shot down every single time.
He doesn't. There's a trust thing around his past. It's not a lack of trust around you. He has he's had bad experiences, and so if he has another one, and he has it with you. He's just not feeling it in terms of just that. He is attracted to you though, and so that's why the big word is patience.
Yeah, the last time we talked, I asked him to hang out, and he just responded with no, that he couldn't. He gave some excuse. I don't know, that he had to work or something, and he just said, but trust me, you're a part of me for sure. Like, okay, I don't know what that means. That means I'm on your mind. I don't know.
Yes, that's exactly what it means. It just, you know, it's almost like a classic movie where it's like, I don't want to lose your friendship by messing up, blah, blah, blah. You know, that's the space that he's in. And if, you know, you have two choices here. You have, well, okay, that was interesting. I don't have time to wait. You let me know when you're ready and kind of step away and give him time. Or you can continue to just be there and talk to him and be patient. If you're patient, eventually he'll open up. But it may take as much as 6, 7, 8 more months. Going into 2017. Oh, my God, it is almost, it's halfway through the year. Yeah, going into 2017, it's a good year, the 1 and the 7. It's a good year for your connection. But he's just been hurt and messed up, and he's had, you know, really nasty things happen. But the most important thing I see is he does have respect for you. He does have care for you. The things that he says about what he feels for you are real. But he's just hesitant. He has no judgment around you. This hesitance is not about you. So the question I ask for you specifically is, are you prepared to be patient and give him more time?
Oh, it's been almost 3 years, so I guess I can keep going.
Oh, God bless you. Look at you. It does feel very warm. And there's a past life connection. Another thing that might be helpful for you is to work on the past life connection, you know, meditate or contemplate through your journaling around your past life, you know, engage with his energy and connect with your energy. You guys have a really deep past life connection that also has some pain in it that is around the lower chakras. So it looks like it was a relationship energy that would be helpful for you to work on. And what that will do is help you come to terms with it. And as you release and forgive, the energy release and forgive, and his process will soften as well. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Have you ever looked at past lives and meditated around that before?
No, I haven't, but I feel like we have. I really honestly
yes.
do.
It's really deep, but it's all the lower chakra energy. That's where the sensual centers are, and that's where the safety and the being energies are, who we are. So when we have someone that's connected to us at that depth of the level, it's like deep in your soul. It's like, I can't, what's that lion? I can't quit you. It's that kind of energy. And so that's why you're just so feeling it. And so one of two things need to happen. You need to either come to terms with it and release whatever it is. So if nothing else, you can move on with your life, or release it so it doesn't interfere with what you guys are up to today. Right?
Okay. All right.
And
right.
so he will feel that too. As you release it, it'll feel like the barrier will come down for him as well. And if you have the ability to have an open kind of holistic conversation with him, you know, you could talk to him about meditating and releasing, you know, energies in his chakras and all that kind of stuff as well. You don't want to have the past life conversation with him until you guys have reached a point where you're ready to talk about that.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. God bless you. Take care of yourself, and I hope to hear from you and let me know how things are going, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
So I'm going to take the next call. I just want to make a comment here. If you go to my website, igniteandevolvecoaching.com, I have some information there in the energy section of my offerings, of the services I offer, where I speak to the chakras and the types of works that you can do, and also have some things there on essential oils and herb technologies that can help you focus on releasing and the types of things that you can do. I encourage you to check that out. If you are feeling like you're stuck in a specific area around your lower chakras, because that's the stuff that can really, really bind and really, really stop you. This is Angel. Who am I speaking to this evening?
Oh, Angel, it's Donna. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Donna. I'm great. How are you?
Good. I'm in Hawaii.
I'm so jealous. I was going to ask you, you're in Hawaii. What are you doing? You're like sitting in the pool, drinking a Mai Tai while you're talking to me on the phone?
Well, I'm at a friend's house.
Are you enjoying yourself?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. What you got going on right now? Like, yeah. Oh, I'm enjoying myself now, too. I feel like I'm in Hawaii with you right now.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be here for 3 weeks. Well, you know, I came to get some relax and, you know, to relax a lot. And I had a real tough period before coming here and with insomnia and all, and I got that covered. I'm okay now. I've, you know, taken some natural stuff and I'm sleeping very well and all. And I just feel like I've turned a new leaf, and I'd like to attract my partner now, you know, someone that I'm going to be with.
That's awesome. Like, I got rid of everything. I'm ready to make it happen. Which button do I push? Where's the switch?
I know.
So you said it out loud. That's very important. You know, you said it out loud. You've done a lot of work internally and emotionally and mentally and spiritually. And the one thing that I am getting is that you need to really honor your sensual side a little more. Just a beautiful, beautiful woman on the inside, sexy, drippy, sensual side that you have, so that you can bring the right kind of person to you, and just go out there and do it. You can ignite a light in someone while you're in Hawaii. It feels like there's an opportunity for connection while you're there. That's what I'm
feeling.
Oh,
good.
But you gotta. What's like Marilyn Monroe walk in? You gotta work it because for the first time you're in a space. It feels like you're really in a space where that sexy, sensual, beautiful, goddessy energy can flow through you because you were holding it back for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let it
go.
Let her out.
Right?
Let the genie out of the bottle. Can you do that?
Yeah.
You're in a safe place. If nobody there knows who you are. But, you know, let her out because she's who you are on the inside. Deep down inside, this is who you are. And you're absolutely right. You're ready to attract this person. You really do feel different from the last time I spoke to you. Your energy feels different. It just feels, like, different. And so you've released a lot of stuff that was just kind of stuck to you and
mm-hmm.
bound to you. So, you know, get in the water and just let it all out and just put on something that makes you feel free and breezy and beautiful and head out into the world and
mm-hmm.
demand of the divine to give you a connection. But be in it to have fun. Be in it to have fun. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Oh,
how
definitely.
Much time do you have left there? How much time do you have left there?
3 weeks.
3 weeks. Okay, you've got plenty of time. 21 days.
Yeah.
21 days. 21 is a powerful number. The increments of 7 are powerful. You just left the summer solstice, and the summer solstice is about creating the light within you. That's what it's about. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're doing right now. So that's what I want you to do. And if your intent is to, I feel it. I really do feel it. And it's my heart is nice and light. When I connect your energy, my lower chakras are not heavy. I just
mm-hmm.
like freedom. It almost feels like you had a good cry. Just freedom.
Yeah. Oh, I did. I had 5 days of crying. 5 days.
Just letting it all out.
I did a forgiving workshop.
Oh, God, that's awesome. That is good.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
Very
hard. Oh, my goodness. So are you going to let me know when you meet this person?
Yeah, oh, definitely. I will. I'll let you know.
don't hurt this poor person. They're just human, okay? Don't rip them apart, all right?
Of course not. I'm silly.
It's going to be awesome. I'm so glad that I know I like to keep people smiling and laughing. That's what I do. But I want you to know that you are a beautiful and sensuous woman with a powerful goddess energy that can do whatever she wants to do. That's
mm-hmm.
what you are. Okay?
Yeah. I
Don't
like
ever
that.
Forget
okay.
that. Don't
yeah,
ever forget that.
Definitely.
All righty.
Reinforce the femininity.
Let you go, sugar.
Thank you.
I want to
Thank
hear
you
from
so
you
much.
Before you leave Hawaii. Thank
All
you.
Right.
You take care of yourself. Okay,
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, I'm going to close off here. It was so wonderful chatting with you all. It was just such a great call to finish with. I've run out of time, but to have been pulled through Hawaii for my last call of the evening was probably the best way to end the show. I enjoy so much my calls with you. Over the next few weeks, I'm hoping to extend the show to an hour so I can engage with more people. For those I wasn't able to reach, I do apologize. Please reach out to me at my website, igniteandevolvecoaching.com, to really understand what it is you truly want and know that there is nothing in this world that you cannot do. Dare to dream, dare to wish, and dare to challenge the world to give you that which you deserve. And if there's anything I can do to be a part of you championing your passions and your dreams, you just let me know, because I am Angel, the belly dancing medium, and I want you to ignite your life today so that you can evolve it tomorrow. God bless you, and good night.